Football Friday.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
Wilson floats it. There's Judy. Pass caught. Judy still going. Down inside the 20. And touchdown, Denver Broncos.
Third down. End zone. Touchdown, Torrey Hart. The hat trick in Fort Collins.
Here's the handoff. The reverse. Graham's going to throw it and find Sermon. Touchdown.
Here comes Robbie Sitz.
Now, here's Brady Hall.
Couldn't find any Buffs clips, huh? So just go with the Ralphie. I'm out tomorrow, so we're doing Football Friday today. I know, telling Hooligans, like, you guys are freaked out right now. Noob's probably, like, scrambling, trying to get over to the den. It's not Friday. What? Brady said it's Football Friday? This is throwing everybody off here. What do we do with our lives? It's okay. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a blast with this. I got my picks coming up. Everybody wants to know the picks. Thanks from the 970. Brady, do us a favor and pick against the Rams. Maybe I should, just so the Rams will win. The way my local picks are going right now, maybe. Most interesting local game for you this weekend. You got Air Force at Wyoming, UNC and Lamar, Denver hosting Houston, and then CSU at Washington State. Most interesting game.
Well, for me, you probably know my answer. I'm leaning towards UNC, Lamar. Okay. Outside of that, I'm going to give you credit because you've actually started to get me interested in Mountain West football.
Yes.
And I'm so looking forward to this Air Force Wyoming game tomorrow night.
Me too.
After going up to Laramie and spending some time up there and in that environment, met some people up there, some fans. It's a very nice place, very nice stadium, very cool environment. It's going to be a fun, physical Mountain West football game.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said that 2 years ago.
Right? See? It works. Our listeners are getting pumped for this. They're ready to go. That one, like, as far as intrigue, I mean, Broncos, I get it. They're always king. On the schedule, they should blow out Houston. They should. I'm not saying that if they don't, I'm panicking. They just got to win. I just need a W next to their name at the end of the Houston situation. That's it. That's it. But you're right. The Wyoming Air Force game, Air Force is really good. Really good. And Wyoming, what we saw in their first game, got it corrected maybe. Tulsa, decent team? I don't know. What have they done since? I have no idea. But Cody Tucker told us the other day from 7220sports.com, you know, hey, make no mistake about it. They are talking about that Tulsa win. Like, that was a huge thing for us to be able to bounce back, to finish a game, and get a W. I mean, that was absolutely colossal for this team. So will that be enough, you know, to kind of get this team thinking positively when they go up against Air Force? It is at home. I think they fare pretty well against Air Force. So it's going to be a slobber knocker. It's just going to be Brad Roberts and Titus Swen running the ball all day long. Going to be a short game.
And we heard Cody Tucker yesterday. They kind of look at this like a rivalry game.
Yeah.
Certainly you're in the same conference, but
it's a Colorado team.
3-4 hour drive between you two.
Like, yep. Yep.
You're going after the same kind of recruits in the same kind of area. Very physical running teams. It'd be fun.
I think Air Force is just the real deal, not just for the Mountain West. Like, I think Air Force could beat a lot of pretty solid Power 5 teams this year. But that also it doesn't mean that, like, the Air Force can win against teams that are lesser than them, but they could win by 12. They could win by 14.
Well, just the way Air Force plays football, they can win and they will beat you in just a different way.
Yeah.
In a very frustrating way.
Well, and they're pretty mad. I mean, I know they ended up smoking CU, but they should have won by like 20 more. They had 465 fumbles in their own, and as they're driving to score more points, they fumble it. Remind you of anyone? Kind of a theme over the weekend. Pillow Fight Dan. Yes, CU could cover. I could also go to the gym and eat healthy. Both are very unlikely. Good job. He's breaking it down. He said, hey, that game, the Minnesota CU game, could also go 7-0, 7-0, pick six, punt, 21-0, safety, 23-0, end of the first. It could. Yes.
The number of ways that football can
this,
play out.
There's no doubt about it that could be the way this game goes down. CU is bad. Every time I pick CU to cover, I picked him to cover against everyone. Everyone's like, oh, Brady's on the Buffs train. I'm like, I picked him to cover, what was it, 18 and a half? That doesn't mean I think they're good. They're up 18 to nothing to start the game. Can they hold on to it? No, they cannot. But this is what happens with my picks. I usually make a pick, and then I get so mad at that team for betraying me. I go the complete opposite, and then they win. They do. So, like, CSU, I'm scared to death of them. I'm scared to death of you, of CU right now. Honestly, every one of these freaking games is keeping me up at night. I don't feel confident about my picks at all this week, which is probably the week I go undefeated. We get back on track. You just need, like I said, Angel, you just got to see the ball go through the hoop once
in a while. Kind of reverse psychology, too. Like, you're tricking yourself into thinking that you're right, but you're actually wrong, which in turn will end up being the right thing. Weird enigma of thought.
Do everything that I'm planning on doing, but then do the opposite at the end of it.
But your gut is telling you to do something else entirely.
Yes.
Your heart says something else. Your brain says otherwise. It's a whole conversation going
on. It's very difficult. Well, I don't want to be a homer either and just pick... Well, obviously, I'll have to pick someone to win between Air Force and Wyoming. So that makes me Dixon. Brady, it's my son's birthday today. Happy birthday, spawn of Dixon. Happy birthday, my man. Great listener. Please don't pick the Chiefs and ruin it for us. Hey, Thursday night special, different story. Different. You guys are just wait and see. The hate here is just outrageous. It's egregious, too.
That's what happens when you are in a position that you're in and people trust you when it comes to football predictions.
They do. I mean, local picks, I get it, whatever. But I am Mr. Thursday Night. Like, that's what they call me. That's how I am known around my house when my wife and son are not in it. I am known as Mr. Thursday Night.
The mirror says so.
Everybody say, don't pick my team. I'm 1-0. I'm undefeated on Thursday night. So far, I feel pretty good. Guys went against me last week. I'm trying to make you guys money, but you went against me. Don't do it this week. Now, again, if you want to ignore my local picks this week, just ignore them and see how I do before your trust is built back up with me. I understand. I'll let you go. You can walk away this week. But not tonight. Not for Thursday night. That's coming up at 1:30. I'm pumped. These are the best segments in the history of radio. Me picking a game that will be on Amazon Prime tonight. Some people, does everybody, show of hands in your car, you guys all have Amazon Prime? I'm just like, you know, there's going to be some older people that are going to be going to turn the game on, and they're like, where is it?
Hey.
It's not here.
Hey, shut the Amazon with your river.
This isn't where I parked my car. Stupid internet's ruining life.
Deborah, where's the meatloaf? Dinner time.
Everybody loves. I try. So, okay. You're a Seinfeld guy. Kind of?
I've watched like 6 episodes.
Oh, okay. So you're not.
I got a decent chuckle out of each one.
Yeah. Everybody gives me crap because I hate Seinfeld. So I was like, okay, I'm going to. It's on Netflix. I just saw that it was on Netflix. I tried to watch the first episode. It's not funny at all. There is nothing about it. Give me Deborah getting on Raymond's case any day of the week over Seinfeld.
It's kind of funny.
Nah, I didn't.
Just Jerry's delivery is just, it's so iconic, and you can't help but like,
it doesn't do
that's
it.
Clever.
It doesn't do it for
He's
me.
He's sarcastic. He messes with George.
Yeah, like, I get it, but
and then
that's
Kramer
every
comes
episode.
In and does some wacky thing.
I'm
going to
steal your cereal.
Oh, I built a double-decker living room with 15 couches.
There's times where I've watched it, I'm kind of like, that's kind of funny, but I just, the shtick of it, I don't get. I get it's a show about nothing, but I need something.
It's from a different time.
Yes.
But it's still kind of funny.
It is still kind of funny. There's portions of it. But the first episode, the pilot, was bad. It was really bad.
I enjoyed it. It got me watching the next couple of episodes.
What about Friends? Are you a Friends guy?
I'm a big Friends guy.
I used to be. It's still fine or whatever, but...
A lot of people don't like it. And, like, yeah, it's not, like, over-the-top, belly-busting laugh, but, like, it's kind of funny. They just do stupid stuff. Like,
yeah.
Joey and Chandler are
yeah.
doing something. Monica's with some other guy. Rachel can't figure her stuff out.
Yeah, it's fine. It was all right. Everybody loves Raymond. Works for me. I don't know why. Probably because I'm a dad and that kind of stuff just resonates with me. Friends was bad. I liked Friends when I was in school and so. Seinfeld, I could never connect the dots because there's a bunch of 30-year-olds that just hang out.
And they act like they're supposed to be like in their late 20s, but they're all probably 40-something. He's got this 2-bedroom apartment in New York. Like,
yeah.
You couldn't have that these days.
No, and he's a comedian. Like, he's just doing shows.
Like, oh, yeah, I got a show later. You're
yeah.
Like, what show?
What show? Oh, yeah, that's right. You're a stand-up comedian.
You can afford to
now,
live here.
The Larry David show, is it Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's funny.
I haven't seen that.
That's pretty good. I haven't seen every episode, but every episode that I've seen, it's uncomfortable, though, because he's always doing something that's just... Like, he tripped Shaq once. He's sitting courtside at a Lakers game, and he's got his feet stretched out, and Shaq's running, and Larry David's not paying attention, and Shaq trips and sprains his ankle and misses, like, the next 3 weeks of the season in a crucial point.
That's funny.
Like, that kind of stuff is funny. It's uncomfortable, but it's funny. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043, the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Of the local football teams that we talk about on this show, who is more likely to turn things around and put it into a positive? Turn this thing around. You know, you got your 0-2 Bears, your 0-2 Rams, your 0-2 Buffs, your 0-1 Broncos. Who's going to turn it around? And more people kind of thinking, kind of leaning on the Broncos at this point. Although the Bears are coming in second. They were leading this thing forever. It's 47% Broncos, 35% Bears, 17% Rams. Still a goose egg for the Buffs. Not one click. Can somebody go click the Buffs? I feel bad. Somebody, go do it. Click it on your cell phone device or something. You can vote twice if you vote on your computer and then your cell phone.
We can't see who votes, so if you do it,
yeah, nobody
no
will
judgment.
Call you out. Nobody will do any of that.
It'll be
stuff.
That 1% that voted. Well, no, it's you.
That way,
we're not going to come after you for it.
Sometimes I know hooligans do this. Sometimes they'll just go vote on whatever the thing that's losing. They'll just go vote on that just to do it because they just want to rattle the cages, create chaos. Oh, it's 80% this way? Not today. Now it's 79% this way. You're welcome. Screwed everything up. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. I still got a Thursday night special coming up. Denver and Houston going at it this weekend. Let's start breaking into that. Should we be scared of the man that is Davis Mills? Should we be worried about him and Lovie Smith's ground and pound offense that they're really wanting to try to incorporate this year? Are we scared that the Broncos are going to start their season 0-2? And imagine what the panic button will be like on a Monday if that is the case. 18 after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears play on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show. We are doing a Football Friday on a Thursday. Reminder that I'm out tomorrow. Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Which local football team has a better chance of turning everything around and making it more of a positive? Broncos are now getting 50% of the votes here. Bears still in second place, though, with 33%. Well, that's what happens. I mean, the Bears had a game against Wyoming where you went, oh, that wasn't that bad. Maybe they're going to be better than we thought. The Broncos played had a weird, a bunch of weird crap happen, and yet only lost by one. And I think people are still feeling okay, slightly optimistic about the Broncos. The Rams, you get blown up in that first half by Middle Tennessee. And yeah, suddenly people are very sad about that situation. So it makes sense. And the Buffs getting basically just blown out every time they're on the football field is going to lead to 0% of the votes. Broncos and Texans going at it this week. The Broncos open as 10-point favorites at home. That place is going to be madness. They are ready to see Russell Wilson at home in a Denver Broncos uniform for the first time. So he'll get the complete opposite effect that he got last week at Seattle with all the boos. Crowd's going to go absolutely crazy for this guy. And he played really well. He was pretty good still. Everything aside, decisions, fumbles, all of that. Russell Wilson comes out of this game going, that's exactly what we expected him to do. 29-42, 340 yards, a touchdown, sacked twice, quarterback rating of 102. I mean, I think if you were skeptical at all about Russell Wilson being able to bounce back from, you know, a weird year last year with Seattle, well, there you go. Those are pretty good numbers. Again, I talked about this in the first hour. I would like to see this team run the ball more. Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams can't have 7 carries in a game, bro. Especially in a game like that. You know, it's close at the half. I mean, you're right there. 3 points were scored in the second half. So you just can't let Javonte just touch the ball 7 times, who's averaging 6.1 yards per carry in that game. So that's a glaring issue there. Did Russell Wilson find something with Jerry Jeudy? Is Wilson going to be the guy that can open up Jerry Jeudy to be everything we've talked about him hopefully being? He had 4 receptions for 102 yards and a touchdown. You saw Russell run up to him after that touchdown, like screaming in his face, telling him how great he is and saying, that's who it is. You can do that kind of stuff. I'll be curious to see if Jerry Jeudy uses that. Now, he had a terrible drop that would have been a first down, but I will be interested to see if he can take the connection with Russell Wilson and blossom into that receiver that we're dying to see him become. Houston, on the other hand, are the Colts going to be good? Are the Colts, what are we thinking about the Colts?
The Colts were projected to be really good, especially I think a lot of people have them winning the AFC South. But you go down to Houston and tie with Matt Ryan and Jonathan Taylor and that defense, like, it's a little concerning. Maybe the Colts aren't as good as we thought. Maybe the Texans might be a little better than everyone's giving them credit for.
Maybe. I mean, look at these numbers that the Colts had, though, just for individual performances. Michael Pittman Jr., 9 receptions, 121 yards, and a touchdown. Jonathan Taylor, 31 carries, 161 yards, and a touchdown. Matt Ryan, 352 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. If you would have just read those numbers to me without showing me the score and I didn't know, I would have just assumed that the Colts won that game. And then you go over on the other side. It's not like Davis Mills was lighting the world on fire. I mean, it was an all right game for him. 240 yards and 2 touchdowns. Rex Burkhead and Damian Pierce combined for about 70 yards on the ground. Brandon Cooks had a pretty good game. 7 receptions for 82 yards. So are we worried about Houston suddenly coming into Denver? I just can't see it, man. I think you're going to see like a Bradley Chubb go off in this game. Randy Gregory just get after it. Now, they're going to run the ball. They do want to run. They carried it 28 times in that game. I don't see that happening very often for Houston. I think they're going to carry it even more. Everything you read about the Texans in the offseason is this West Coast offense that they were going to use, but it was going to be more of a power run game, more of a power run blocking scheme. So I expect a heavy dose of Rex Burkhead and Damian Pierce in this game against Denver. The Texans are going to try to run the ball, and that, you know, that's the tough part, is Josie Jewell's questionable now. I mean, that You need him in there. I think there was an impact with him not being on the field last week in that first half, especially. I think the Broncos corrected it in the second half, and that was encouraging. They settled down. They got into what they think, you know, who they really are. I think the defense is actually going to be all right this year. Justin Simmons being out, though, what is he going to miss? He'll be back in about a month. That hurts.
At least 4 weeks. And I saw this from Zach Stevens today, a report from practice. Gregory, Hamler, Jewell, Miners, D. Williams did not participate yesterday.
Yeah, the injury list is big. I mean, that was kind of...
They did sign safety Anthony Harris to the practice squad, most likely that depth position for safety with Simmons out.
Well, and now you're looking at Caden Stearns. You're hoping he can do it this week, but if he doesn't, if he struggles mightily, then you've got him there and waiting in the wings, potentially coming in and taking over for Justin Simmons. Make no mistake about it, dude. With the schedule that they have in the second half of the season, considering they do have some injuries already, this is one you have to have. If you're a 10-point favorite at home, you have to have this game. It's that early. I know it's early, but it sure feels like a must-win. We've talked all offseason about the Broncos' second half of the schedule and how they better get their money early, because after their bye week, things get really difficult. You know, obviously Chargers or Raiders are in the first portion of the schedule, but you know, you're on the road at Tennessee, and I don't know how good Tennessee is suddenly. Home against the Raiders, you got a Ravens game, a trip to Baltimore there, a couple of Chiefs games in that second half, Rams on Christmas, Cardinals, I don't know how good they're going to be either. You got to start doing it now. It has to be early, and you already lost a game that you were supposed to win. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Texter here, Stickman, thank you for the birthday shout-out. But I agree with my dad. Last year, week 2 on Thursday Night Football, the Chargers went to Kansas City and beat them. Won't happen twice. The field is going old school. The fans are already out there, barbecue, drinking, partying. It's going to be loud. Chiefs win. Kelsey gets in the end zone. And so does my former teammate, Austin Eckler. Eating red.
There you go.
Go Chiefs. I just read the text. That wasn't me saying it.
Okay.
You thought I gave it away? I don't know, man. I mean, I think the Chargers have the best roster in the West. I really believe that. So that great roster going up, again, I know Patrick Mahomes, it was fireworks last week against Arizona. I mean, my pick of the Chiefs finishing last place, that's going to hurt. Dixon said he heard Wilson was on the injury report as well. Is Wilson on the injury report? I'm not seeing that. I guess you could look and see what Zach Stevens got for us. That would be glaring, big, bad, scary, scary bad news. I don't think so. I think we're good. Yeah, there's some injuries on this roster already early in the season that, yeah, a little concerned about. Josie Jewell, we knew that was going to be an issue last week. He's listed as questionable. KJ Hamler, questionable. Randy Gregory, questionable. And now, you obviously, Quinn Miners, you heard that. He had an MRI on Tuesday, hamstring injury. He'll keep him out for a few weeks. They were kind of high on him this year. Got to overcome it. You got to overcome it and beat a team that you're supposed to beat. Now, if this was Kansas City week 2, I'd be pretty concerned about the Denver Broncos. But this is Houston. They can't be that good, right? You got to go win this thing. All right, 33 minutes after the hour, Thursday night special is coming up next. The Chiefs are 4-point favorites over the Chargers tonight. Chiefs at home, of course. What's it going to be? This is a tough one, but we'll give you the official picks coming up next. Right now, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash. Thursday night football on Amazon Prime Video tonight at 6:15 between the Los Angeles Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Both teams win over last week, so 1-0 coming into this game at Kansas City. The Chiefs are going old school in this with the logo. All that stuff. Oh, what does it mean? What does it all mean? Well, the Chargers are going to be with... If you look at some of the key injuries here, you've got Keenan Allen expected to miss the game. Their tight end's expected to miss the game. I think their stud corner's probably going to miss the game, too. J.C. Jackson with an ankle injury. I don't know. He missed last week. But I don't know. He's going to be probably not 100%. Either way, you slice it out. You look over at the Chiefs' side. I mean, any big, notable injuries that are something to be a big, giant cause for concern here? I don't think so. I mean, Trent McDuffie, their cornerback, he went on injured reserve. Oh, their kicker's out. Trey Smith's out. Yeah, that's a big one. All right. You have Herbie, Justin Herbert, and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, two outstanding quarterbacks that just decorate this AFC West. Kansas City, I'll tell you, I thought they might have some trouble in that first game of the season against Arizona. They did not. Travis Kelce had 121 yards receiving during last weekend's just absolute romp in Arizona. That's the 30th time he eclipsed the century mark. So, you look over at the Chargers. What do they have? In that game against Las Vegas, they win 24-19. Even though Derek Carr threw three interceptions, it was still kind of a close game at the end. The Raiders had an opportunity. Justin Herbert, pretty damn good. Three touchdowns in that game. Austin Eckler, 36 yards. Nothing really to write home about. So I know he's chomping at the bit to get after. But Keenan Allen being out tonight is a big deal. I mean, he had four receptions and 66 yards before he went out in that game. So that is a reliable target for Justin Herbert. Whew. Chiefs are 4-point favorites tonight. Do they win? Do they cover that? Chiefs are winning. And they're covering four. There we go, Angel.
Hold on to your butt.
It's done. It's over. What do you got for me?
You ready?
What do you got?
Three.
Okay.
Two.
Okay.
One.
Okay.
Go. Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
He walks it to the end zone. And it is caught by Kelce for the touchdown.
I'll let you wear the ring, but only for a day.
Okay, Patty.
Inside the 10.
Boom.
Cheeseburgers, third base.
There's a little shovel pass for the touchdown. It's Clyde Edwards-Helaire, another brilliant design play by Reed, the enemy and company.
Patrick Mahomes, 360 yards and five touchdowns, man. It's going to happen tonight. Patrick Mahomes and those Chiefs are going to light it up tonight in Kansas City. And I know I have them picked to finish last in the West. It'll happen at some point. But they won't do anything like that tonight. They are going to, I just think, dominate the Chargers. I still like the Chargers. I still think their roster is the best in this division. But you take away your key target. You take away maybe your stud cornerback tonight. And even if he does play, is he really 100%? Is he even close to 100%? Too much to overcome. Game in Kansas City. First home game of the season for the Chiefs. Going old school with the old school logo, old school design and everything. That's too much to overcome. That's going to be too much to overcome. And I'm a little skeptical about the Chargers right now because, again, Derek Carr throws three interceptions. The Chargers do nothing with it, really. They win by five, but it seemed like they should have ended up winning by 10+. How are we feeling about the pick, Angel? Ready to go 2-0?
Yeah, I like this pick. I like the Chiefs to win at home. I think as Broncos fans, you're almost kind of rooting for the Chiefs. I know that's blasphemy, and that's the worst thing you can possibly do.
Well, your reasoning makes sense, though.
But I think as a Broncos person, you don't want the Chargers to get a 2-0 advantage in the AFC West. Getting a win over the Raiders and the Chiefs early on in the season, you're already kind of out in front, establishing yourself, and kind of get a good hold on the division before everyone else kind of plays each other. So, yeah, I like the Chiefs at home, throwback field, Patrick Mahomes. I think he's going to have a good game tonight.
They cover? You like him to cover?
What's the spread?
Four. That's a touchdown. That's two field goals. That's two safeties.
Yeah, I think this is a close game into the halftime, third quarters too, but I think the Chiefs pull away in the fourth.
I
think without J.C. Jackson, that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
And I think
Keenan Allen's a big
Herbert
hit.
Without Keenan Allen, it's going to be interesting to see how he performs.
Yeah, I think so. I think all those things that you just said, plus the Chiefs were like pissed that for some reason they're not really being talked about because they lost your guy, Tyreek Hill.
Cheetah.
I think that there is a chip on their shoulder. They're like, oh, everyone's saying we lost our speedster, our great wide receiver, and we're going to struggle. We're not going to be as good. I think everybody still thinks they're a playoff team, but you just, all the talk is about the Bills.
No. This is the Chiefs' night to really reestablish themselves.
On Amazon Prime, everyone's going to be pumped for this. Yes, this is a Chiefs kind of night. I think the Chargers will recover and be better throughout the course of the season. They'll be 1-1 after tonight, but tonight belongs to the Chiefs. I was a little shocked at that line, honestly. I thought maybe -6, 6.5.
I would have thought pick them.
Oh, really?
Maybe give Chiefs like 2 points because they're at home.
I just thought that the Chiefs, like it was, like 4 points to me is easy. I just feel like that's an easy one. I just, the way the Chiefs dismantled Arizona and the way the Chargers limped out of a game where your quarterback, their quarterback throws three picks, I'm stunned by that. That bothers me. That's kind of where I'm going with this. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Pillow Fight Dan says, Chiefs going old school, which means they'll get blasted by a young QB with a rocket arm tonight in a divisional matchup. Could be a lot of points, though. I can see a lot of points in this
Definitely
game.
Definitely take the over in this one.
I don't even know what it is. Do you know what it is?
I'm going to guess 65.
Whew! Let me see. I don't know. It is 54.
Ooh.
Hey, I could see that.
I guess they have defenses now.
I don't think I'd take 65, but I could see it happening. 54? I could see that happening. I don't know if I'm getting crazy with that.
Late game touchdown might put you over there.
I mean, first half, I think that we were going to have fireworks right off the bat. I think it's going to be high scoring in the first half. So I could see, you know, each team putting up close to 30 points. I could see that happening. I just think it'll be like 38 to maybe 39 to 29. Something like that. I don't do score predictions. That's not part of the deal.
Those numbers don't make sense.
Well, they could make sense. You can get to 39. You can get to 20. The only score you can't achieve in football is one. It's the only score. Do the math. 46 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll get to the rest of my picks for the weekend. I am torn on all of these. Still might change on the fly here. We'll see. 47 after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Wrapping up Football Friday on the other side. We'll be right back.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets Podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hall.
It's time to make our picks. Here, Brady Hall.
Okay, Angel. This is a weird week of picks, man. Weird for sure. Let's take a look at the UNC Bears first. That's going to be on ESPN Plus. Oh, yeah, I guess a lot of them are, aren't they? UNC's taking on the Lamar Cardinals. The Lamar's 0-2. The Bears are 0-2.
Something's got to give.
Something's got to give, right? I'm not crazy about the whole quarterback shenanigans here. And you're my guy, but maybe you're my guy, but you're okay. And is this guy's that guy? I hope they just, honestly, at this point, go with Jacob Sermon, see what he's got to start, and go from there. Don't see a spread or anything, so.
I couldn't find a spread.
I don't think there's a spread.
You can give Lamar 1 point because they're at home.
Okay, I'll give Lamar 1 point. I like the Bears to win by 2 at least. So Bears getting the win off the snide, first win of the season. They're 1-2. CSU at Washington State. The Rams are 16.5 point favorites.
The Rams are favorites?
Or dogs. Sorry. My bad. 16.5 point dogs.
Almost had a different game there.
Boy, this is a tough one. Washington State coming off of that big win. Do they overlook the Rams? Did the Rams get some things ironed out in that second half? Are they figuring things out? Back and forth. Sorry. Rams do not cover. I think they get smoked by Washington State. They do not cover 16.5. Sorry, Rams fans. It's a bummer for you guys. Go 0-3. Air Force at Wyoming on CBS Sports Network tomorrow night. Air Force is a 16-point favorite over Wyoming. Less than what they were against CU, boy. Whew. I know you're rooting for Wyoming to win this because it makes the Bears look good, Angel, right?
I wouldn't say rooting for them to win. I just, going off recency bias, come on, Wyoming. I just saw you up there. Get a little Angel good luck charm. Come on.
Air Force covers this spread. They win by more than 16 points. Denver hosting the Houston Texans on Sunday. Feels like a must win, doesn't it? Sure does. The Broncos are 10-point favorites in this one. That scares me. You're right. When you get into double digits, I start to get a little queasy, man. But I think the Broncos are... I have to make a pick. I wouldn't bet on this game. I wouldn't bet on the spread. Broncos win, but I wouldn't bet on a 10-point spread. But I have to make a pick. I can't just say the Broncos are going to win. I don't believe in the Texans enough to cover 10. So I like the Broncos. Obviously win. And they cover 10. So, there you go. Who's a winner this week? The Broncos, the Bears, and the Falcons. Cowboys and the Rams are losers this week.
And the Buffs.
How are we feeling about all that stuff? Oh, yeah, I missed the Buffs. I thought I said that already. Did I miss the Buffs? Okay, this is the hardest one. I was trying to avoid it, honestly, dude. I don't know. What is it? It's 27.5 now. Minnesota, good team. They're blowing teams out. I don't know what to do here. This is why I tried to avoid it, because it's the most difficult one of the group. Because the Buffs are terrible. They are, but they're up 27.5 right now to nothing. Can they hang on to that?
Will Darrell be on the flight back from Minnesota?
It may be the case, even if they cover. I'm going to say they cover. I'm going to say the Buffs cover. Did I learn my lesson? No.
Probably not.
Is that stupid? Is that my worst one? Yeah, I'm going with the Buffs cover. Yep, we're going. 27.5. Come on, it's hard to beat teams by 28 points. It's tough to do that. So I'm going with the Buffs at Minnesota to cover. They're losing, but they'll cover 27.5. How about that? All right. That'll do it. I'm sure I'm going to post this up, and all the people come at me about the Buffs, all that stuff. I'm sure I'll hear it. It's fine. We got the Thursday night special locked and loaded. The Chiefs are winning. They're winning big, at least covering 4. That'll do it for us. I'll be back at it on a Monday. Good night, Northern Colorado.